Recently, industrial designer Jeff DeBoer wrote an essay for The Next Idea. He talked about ways to make Michigan the design mecca of the world. And he believes the key to that is by making art as important as the STEM classes that occupy so much of the nation's attention when it comes to education. Let's find out what that looks like in classrooms in Michigan. Jeff DeBoer is back with us. He's vice president and principal owner of Sundberg Farrar. It's an 81-year-old design and innovation firm based in Metro Detroit. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. It's great
and
to be here.
Art Ebert is here. Art's the principal of Roosevelt Elementary School in the West Bloomfield District in Oakland County, where they have made the transition from STEM to STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Welcome.
Thank you.
Jeff, when we talked to you last on Stateside, you expressed a sense of frustration and, dare I say, disappointment that you feel at the reaction that you've observed when a young person expresses an interest in making the arts or design a career path. Talk a little more about that.
Sure. Well, you know, over the years, we've come across various parents and counselors, early education counselors, who really just don't have an understanding of the professional opportunities for kids that have a bent towards the arts or design. And what we've ended up doing is trying to explain to them that, in fact, creativity is a gift, and that can be parlayed into a lot of different professional pursuits. Part of what we've been trying to do is expose parents and counselors to those opportunities.
And also to do what's happening right now at Roosevelt Elementary, which is to get the schools to,
right,
to open up. And you've done that, Principal Art Ebert. So what is it that had you deciding that Roosevelt Elementary was going to transition from STEM to STEAM?
It's a good way for students to learn, and it really prepares them for the jobs that are out there and the skills that are needed. The way that we're going to do it at Roosevelt is four different approaches. One is we're going to partner with professionals in the field. They might be in the aerospace or the automotive industry or computer programmers, or they're a university that specializes in this. And those professionals are going to work alongside our students and our teachers and work on project-based learning, which is the next piece of it. They're going to be creating stuff. So it's not just I'm sitting and getting, but I'm applying what I'm doing. The next piece is we're going to have a design lab at Roosevelt where students are going to create things and use tools, and there'll be 3D printers and so forth. And the last piece is activities like a school-wide math problem of the month.
I love that term, they're not sitting and getting.
Yes.
Because we recently talked about that on Stateside too, about how are we going to overhaul this curriculum-based, sit down, memorize your times tables, memorize this stuff but don't really understand. And that project-based learning is what's going to uncork the creativity, isn't it?
That's right. We want students to be curious. So when they go home, like for instance, computer programmers probably when they were kids had some exposure on their Commodore 64s. They were programming and coding and making the little games where the asterisk went across the screen and so forth. So we're hoping when students are exposed to professionals in engineering or a professional that's in robotics or what have you, that they're then going home and experimenting and going through the garbage and trying to pull out things to put together and create, and they're measuring and all that kind of thing.
What triggered this for you? Why are you making this change? What was the impetus?
The district has been looking into STEAM for several years. We have teachers in pockets, in schools in pockets, that have been doing this for quite some time. This past summer, we had some staff, elementary staff, that went to an arts and engineering course through Oakland Schools, and that was helpful in its exposure. There's also a school in Ann Arbor, Northside, that is a STEAM school, and we visited that school. And when we visited, we knew that this is what we wanted to do.
And it's interesting as you look at the national conversation, Jeff DeBoer, from the White House, certainly here in Michigan with our governor, you're hearing this idea we need a world-class STEM workforce. So how do we shift that conversation to say, no, we also need the arts?
The arts play a critical role in the creation of just about everything that we have, that we live with, that makes our lives easier to live, that makes our lives more enjoyable. It's important to have functionality in the products and the things around us, but it's also important that those things that work also enhance sort of the emotional part of our lives. It's what makes us human. So it's really functionality and arts coming together. It's really, like we talked before, the essence of what industrial design is. And that's really critical, I think, to our culture, to our human race, and frankly, just to our nation and the state of Michigan. It's what keeps our manufacturing engine going.
Well, as head of the newly created Michigan Design Council, you have perhaps an access to our governor that others might not. For example, Principal Ebert might not be able to share thoughts, but have you been able to capitalize on that?
Well, in fact, when we announced the launch of the Michigan Design Council, we had a great opportunity to meet with the governor one-on-one at the auto show. And the first thing the governor said was, "Jeff, I've been reading your material, and I noticed that you keep referring to STEAM and not just STEM." And he asked what the A stood for, so I was excited to say it stands for putting the arts and creativity back in early education. And he got it. And I think he brought it up maybe three more times through the course of the conversation. And the way he explained it is it's really that first key piece of the puzzle in our sort of talent supply chain that leads all the way through Michigan industry. And without that, we really don't do everything we need to do to create a powerful manufacturing base.
And when we're talking about STEAM and the arts, I can tell from what you're both saying, this is not the art class that I sat through when I was in grade school where we painted with watercolors and then we put that away and then we went off to spelling. This is a different approach. So what does the arts mean in this context?
So let me give you an example of something that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Our building was built in 1920. It's a beautiful building. And as you walk up the stairs in the main entrance, there's an atrium. And it sat unused. So we decided we wanted to transform it into a collaborative learning space for students or for adults to work with students and so forth. The typical way to do it is the adults would design the space and they would figure out how to fund it and so forth. We're having our fourth grade students work with a professional interior designer. They're going to bring in their color samples and their fabric samples, and they're going to measure, and they're going to talk about safety and lighting and environment. So they're thinking about the function of the space, and they're thinking about the aesthetics of the space. They'll draft their designs, and they'll get feedback from the professional in the field, and they'll revise their designs, and it's going to be really exciting. And the most exciting part is how do we fund it? I have no idea how we're going to fund it, and that makes it super exciting. So, but it's a risk, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a risk. So we spend all this time, but the kids are going to make it happen. So they're going to figure out how we're going to fund it. They're going to write letters. And you know what? If that letter's not good enough to get mm-hmm. someone to support your idea – you're going to have to revise it, and you might have to revise it twice or three times or four times or five times. But that's the real world. Those are the skills that kids need.
And I can tell this is warming the cockles of the heart of the head of the Michigan Design Council, Jeff. This is exactly what you're talking about. And I'm wondering, when youngsters from schools like Roosevelt who are getting this STEAM-focused learning now at their young age, and then they're going off to college, and then they're pursuing careers and your kids in 15 or 20 years, Jeff, how do you hope they will elevate and change Michigan?
I hope they stay in Michigan, for starters. I think that's one of the missions of the Design Council is to not only attract design talent to the state, but to retain the talent here. To retain talent, kids, graduates have to have a place to go. That could be physically. It could be a place to work. So hopefully they'll stay here and really become part of the economic engine that's going to really take Michigan forward. As we've learned doing our research recently, we already have more industrial designers in Michigan than any other state in the country, over 4,000 by last count. And estimates are that every one of those design jobs creates 8 additional jobs. I mean, that's the size of a small city. So my hope is that as more kids pursue creative careers, they're going to stay here, they're going to help grow the economy, they're going to have rich, fantastic careers and lives, they'll grow their families here, and hopefully attract more folks to the state
and
that
for
want to do the same.
And for the state itself to keep it competitive.
Absolutely. I mean, Michigan is really the place where you can go globally to get anything designed and anything built. I mean, it really is the Florence, you know, of the century. I mean, I really do believe that. And I think the more creative professionals stay in the state, work in the state, the more companies globally will be attracted to relocate to the state and just generate even more economic activity.
Art, what about integrating all of this through the district? And by that, I mean, here you have these youngsters at Roosevelt in the West Bloomfield District. So there's your school proudly on the website, the STEAM West Bloomfield Roosevelt campus. But then what happens if they move to middle school and they go to high school and they're back to sitting and getting?
Well, that's not going to happen. This next school year, in addition to Roosevelt, both of our middle schools are having STEAM pathways in sixth grade, where they're integrating these things into ELA classes and science classes, and that will continue building as the years go on. Our high school already has an engineering academy and all these other STEAM and STEM-related courses. In addition to that, we've had conversations with Oakland University and Lawrence Tech University that have been very fruitful and very exciting, where they're likely to partner with the school district, work alongside the students in the way that we've talked about.
All right, let's look at districts that aren't as lucky as West Bloomfield in having a pretty decent tax base. Is this something that could be done without spending a lot of money?
It really doesn't take any money at all. It takes passion and it takes buy-in from the community and the staff and then just going out and talking to partners. I mean, people are excited about this.
So reaching out, as you say, you haven't had any problem bringing partners on board as you talk to Oakland or you talk to Lawrence.
It could be done with minimal dollars.
So what do you hope each of you could come from the kind of movement that you're doing right now at Roosevelt? What do you hope ultimately for the state, Jeff?
I would love to see the kind of program that Art is leading at Roosevelt roll out across the state. I think it has to go from more of a laboratory mindset in a couple schools to statewide, in my opinion. I'm not an early education expert, but I'm sort of on the receiving end as an employer of creative individuals. We really, really need this. And I'm so excited to hear what Art's doing because the kind of projects that he's growing at Roosevelt are exactly what we are doing professionally right now. Yeah. We're just a little bit older. I would love to be able to start to collaborate, potentially even as a sponsor for some of those programs. And I'm excited to hear that other corporate organizations are stepping up to help.
And your hope for not only your kids, Art, but youngsters throughout Michigan who could be exposed to this?
So I would say it's just that. It's exposure. What do a lot of students, you know, think they're going to do when they're older? What's they're exposed to? Maybe what their parents do as a career or so forth. But now in kindergarten, they might be exposed to an engineer. In first grade, maybe a scientist and then a computer programmer. So all these avenues and all these doors open up and they start thinking. And that's really the change that we're hoping for.
And as people listen to both of you talk, who are not in the West Bloomfield district or, you know, their children don't go to Roosevelt, but who say, you know, I want this for my kids. How does a parent who cares about this start to move the needle at the school district level to make this happen for their children's schools?
Let the schools know that this is something that they're looking for. I mean, that's where it starts.
It's got to start with concerned parents.
Yeah.
I remember going to some parent-teacher conferences when my children were much younger, specifically asking in those forums what the arts program was. And I often got some looks like, where are you coming from? It's all about the sciences and the math. And I get it. I mean, that's super, super important. But I think you just have to keep asking the question, getting other parents wondering why maybe there aren't as strong of arts program and design programs in our early education.
Even going into teacher education and trying to push the idea that art and science should be intertwined and not seen as in separate silos.
That's how life works.
There you go. Interesting conversation. Jeff DeBoer of Sundberg Ferrar and Art Ebert, president of Roosevelt Elementary in the West Bloomfield District. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a joy.